8. Watermark. After carefully checking to see that a number of the other sub-miniature booby traps, follicular and otherwise, are intact, and as she left them, she checks her email. One from Damien, one from Parkaboy. She opens Damien's. Hello and greetings from 6 feet down in the currently unfrozen swamps, past Stalingrad. I am all bug bites and stubble, but still do not fit in, as I am not drunk sufficiently constantly, though I am working at it. Most amazing scene here. Hadn't time to tell you before I left. It's about the dig, which perhaps is my version of the footage now. The dig is a post-Soviet summer ritual involving feckless Russian youth, male from all over, though mostly Leningrad boys, who come out here to these infested pine forests to excavate the site of some of the largest, longest-running, and most bitterly contested firefights of WW2. Trench stuff, and the line moved back and forth forever with unimaginable loss of life, so that when one finds a trench and digs, one digs through, well, strata of Germans, Russians, Germans, who all of them are now bone of a peculiarly dark grey, everything having buried itself in this sticky, silty grey mud, which in winter is frozen solid. This mud is, I think the term is, anaerobic. Flesh is long gone, I'm glad to say, but bone remains, and also artifacts in brilliant condition when you get the mud off, which is what brings the diggers. Weapons of all kinds, watches. One boy found an unopened bottle of vodka yesterday, but then it was thought that this might have been poisoned, left as a booby trap. Very strange. But visually, wow, all of it. Drunken, shaved-headed diggers, the things they bring up, and everywhere the rising pyramids of grey bone. And most of this we are getting on video, though the trick is that we have to drink enough to be felt a part of it, the party atmosphere, you understand, but not enough to be too legless to shoot and remember to change batteries. Which is why you haven't heard from me 24/7 on the dig. I had thought, of course, this would be an exploratory foray toward a full shoot next summer, but one, I can't imagine that this level of weirdness can repeat itself even in Russia, and two, I'm pretty sure I'll want never to see this place or these particular people again once I get out of here. Mick, the Irish camera, has developed a persistent cough that he's convinced is drug-resistant tuberculosis, and Brian, the Australian camera, passed out drinking with the dig boys and woke up with a bloody, very ugly, and authentically prison-style spiderweb motif etched into his left shoulder with something more like a knife than a tattooing instrument. Having survived this, tough bugger, Brian now enjoys the most status with the diggers. Also, he apparently broke someone's jaw in the aftermath. And he and I both think Mick's full of balls about the TB, whinging little cunt, but we won't go near him anyway. And how are you? Are you watering my plants and feeding the goldfish? Are those advertising wanks in Soho treating you in any way at all like a human being? I would kill someone to have a shower right now. I think I have scabies, and that's after shaving my bloody head so I won't get lice. Brian's been painting his balls every night with clear nail polish, saying that it kills them, scabies. But I think it's really because he's a queen in the most massive denial and an outback masochist, and he likes the way it looks.